Are we quibble chaim for my chasna?
What?
Quibble chaim for my chasna?
What's the question?
It's in one week. Could everyone have a chaim with me?
We even have the caramel.
We should do the caramel.
We have a chasna.
Last time we had kish caramel. This is zalted caramel.
It's, whatever. It's all the same. It's going to work. It all works. Abyssal. That's enough. Chaim Tayyib of the Shalom. We have a chash of a chasin over here.
Chaim Tayyib of the Shalom.
A tzaddik, a younger man. He's got to be in his chash of a rabbitin. These are our best people.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. All the males. I would like to thank Rabbi Yosef Yaffe for always reminding me to thank everybody. I want to think this is the sweetest guy around. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Now, Rabbi Yosef, today is the Yotzeit, was the Yotzeit of Alta Bonavad. What's macht there? Last night we had a full house. Should have been there. We had a blast. You were there?
No. I found out late that night last night.
It was stuck. What's macht here? How you feeling? You're going to be perfect.
Amen.
Getting sweet every time I meet you.
Last night I was in Russia, and I'm not sure what was better, that I was Russia or that I was Nigan.
How was the Nigan?
It was
very good. Yeah. Yeah. It's a nigga. It's real.
Where was this?
Next time you're coming.
Next time I get invited.
We have to have. We need somebody who knows us all, who's going to be on the case and get everybody involved. We have half Lakewood wants to come. They don't know where they are. You know.
I sent them a message.
It was late. Yeah, it's a shot. We could have double. It was plenty big. You're the man. But we want to get more, find out. This gentleman over here, Adam Khoshavad Moid. And this, who's that? This gentleman. Look at this.
We have Rothstein.
All this, what? You're the Rothstein? We've got great people here. From this, yeah, from the Gora, not stuff. Chaim Tayyib of Shalom. Schuss from the altar. That's chus from the altar now. I'm on a high with Simcha. What do you think the altar wants from us? To work on our midos. In this day and age, being besimcha is kaidish kadashim. The altar would look down from Shemayim and say, you're doing, we daven Abish to please help us do what we're supposed to be doing. All day long, we got to thank Hashem that for sure we're doing the right thing. Because we're going to go around asking Hashem all day, help me do the right thing. Guess where you're heading? It's not kedai. You can do it. I used to do plenty of that. Amen. Spend more time. Thanks that I'm looking. Thanks that I want to be good. What am I going to turn into a melon? We want to obey Hashem. We want to do the right thing. Nebuchadnezzar likes Stoltz. He likes it. He likes it. Yashi kechachem sheshibad the Moshe Rabbeinu's own idea to smash the Luchim. Did a good job, Moshe. It was your own idea. Who are you? The Nebuchadnezzar? You did good, Moshe. Yashi kechachem mamaleya. That you hustled even though Dashkacha was, you're getting Esav. Yitzchak Avinu was the God Lador. He said, Esav. Well, don't be such a smart lady. You marry him, you'll turn around. No, give me those mices. I want Yaakov. Come inside, Rabbi Say. Enjoy. Huh. Good stuff we got here. Caramel. Good stuff. Drink, Rabbi Say. Drink. Alta's outside. The Alta's mask. We should all drink. The Alta wants us to be happy. He wants us to do the ruts in our bidet. We're so lucky we're in Hashem's delicious world. Delicious, this world is muck. The whole world is so sweet and beautiful and delicious. I go like Shitas Abishta, who said Kitay about 8 times. The books, the newspapers I don't know if they're on the Eibishter's Mahalach. Eibishter's Mahalach is key type. I counted 8 times. Key type, key type. Vayalakim, I see it's good. It's a good world. No. I go like the Eibishter. I also hold it's a great world. I hold it's unbelievable. I also, who am I? The best part of the world is the Eibishter. There's no words for him. Don't think he doesn't appreciate what I just said now. He likes what I said. You know that? You know why people have parents and the whole system, the father, the son? Look at the way he feels. Now you got a father in Shammai. And he's similar. Your father likes when you appreciate what he does for you. The father in Shammai also likes that stuff. Show you appreciate. Erev Chanukah. Erev Chanukah. Say thank you till you're gone with sugar. And don't say thank you because I want this and I want that. Let's chin up. You're getting it anyway. Thank you because I'm just thankful. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. At a certain point, just say, Maida Menach Lach. In davening, where's that negay? It's halacha. You're not mafsik, but you just say those three words, Maida Menach Lach. You didn't get to the point. That's enough. Just say thank you and leave me alone. Hapam Oides Hashem. No reason. You need reasons. Just, you go with sugar, you can't even find reasons. There's so much going on. Thank you so much for everything and anything. The Yisurim are a glick. Yisurim is a joke. Yisurim is gewaldig. You don't ask for it. Oh, but, I want to tell you about my class loved it. The Heilige Rishon has said, and my little 9-year-old bubbies, they love this every year. I tell it over, they go wild. Gam ki yelech begeitz amoves lo yirara ki yata imadi. Even if I go in the shadow of death, by the way, there are documented studies where they saw people die. That's a fact. I've checked this out. It's a fact. People die and they come back alive. It's a metzius. We're okay? I forgot 5. Okay. It's gonna be all right with the 5, without the 5. Maybe she'll take care of that too. Why do our people batlonim? Why are they messing up all over the place? Because it's better like that. Maybe she'll take care of it. You know, a guy gave out a guy. Oh, I'm gonna give you a Bataka weekly in 100 places. Takes 100 copies. Mitzvah Shabbos. You go. I'm so sorry, I forgot. Now, what am I supposed to do with him? Eibishter will take care. Eibishter, yeah, you messed up. Nobody messed up. You tried. Eibishter will make it work some other way. He'll find one copy somebody found, a back issue, and that guy's worth 1,000 people. Don't leave it to Hashem. He has to be the way I want. I'm in his hands. Let him run the world. We try. We're all a bunch of yukkles. To be a batlin is a bracha. That's the Abish to take over. It's one of the biggest issues in the world. I realize I hit a big nakuda. People who are not Masuda are going crazy. By the way, I'm told that the Masuda Dika people are dying out. All the Masuda Dika people are on the way out. I was told the Yekis, the Yekisha Kahila, which I am part of them, so I'm allowed to make fun. They're almost extinct. You know the Oberland of Jews, all the kids are Strangles. You know that? Is that true? Wherever you go, you're one of them. Either become Litvakis or Strangles, but they don't stay Oberland. What happened? All the Yekis, the Mesudadika people are on the way out. It's over. Don't even try. Give up. How you going? Come here, sweetie. I love you to pieces. All the Mesudadika guys. All the Masuda Dika people, it's over. Don't try to be Masuda. I just, the guy they did it to, his wife had ulcers because of her father, who was one of the old guys who visits her once a week and looks around the house without saying anything. And her ulcers are activated thanks to her father's observation of make sure everything is Masudar. And she's from one of us. One of us. We're not, And she can't do it. He calls me up. My wife's going, Miss Sugar. I says, tell your wife, no kibbutz. You want ulcers? Would you give it up? No, give it up. You'll be mechabedim. Send them a box of chocolates here and there. But keep out of my, you can be here. But if she's not throwing them out, but her mindset about her father has radically changed thanks to Rabbi Mendel, who said, your father is here on in a taita meshugana, as far as you're concerned, in that area. Oh, there he is. He's dumb, he's nice, he's this, he's that. But this, and being Masudar, you're nuts. Bless this mess. What you really should do is make a big sign that bigger than the whole house. And next time, bless this mess in fancy colors and everything. And next time he comes in here, Todd, this is special for you. Had you in mind. I'm sure you would love it. Sure you love it. This is the way I do things, Bubby. You're a great father, but I'm not your high madrega. You are Masudar. I am not Masudar. Now, she can't do that. So she had to do some mind work and brainwash herself. Mandel's medicine. My father is a taita meshugana. And she did that. I told her husband to tell his wife to do it. And she did a great job. And he told me later that she views her father as a Rachmanis. He never... It's not on order. What's going on over here? You know, he's... The guy, Nebuch, has to have everything in a box. So that's how she views him. No more ulcers. From the time they met Mandel, it was 2 years ago, when Mandel made this guy's wife no more ulcers, by fapping on kibbut ava'ein. And the Abish himself is masking with me. There's no suffix. You're supposed to get ulcers for kibbut av? What does that say? Anyway, now I believe in kibbut ava'ein. Just, I believe in it till Shemayim. You shouldn't do for your parents. I'm serious about it. Kibbut ava'ein. But when they're getting you sick, stop with that kibbut ava'ein. That's a different ballgame. They can't get you sick. That's a different story. There's no, you know, of a desire, you rise in Shivchazdam, you jump into the fire. Not the kibbut ava'ein. You don't kill yourself, kibbut ava'ein. You don't do that. Chayachal kaidmen. You'll backdoor, you'll send them more pretzels, send them some chocolates, send them this, love notes. I love to send you these notes as long as you keep out of my house. Don't say that. Have Rachmanis on them. They should have Rachmanis. They should respect parents much more. And I'm not, by the way, now I'm going to tell you something. A little bit nasty stuff I'm going to say here. Terrible stuff. Let's say somebody does have it really hard. Your father messed him up, his mother. It's baloney. It's not baloney. Some people need to realize it's not your fault. It's what they did to you. Okay. You know how many people have beautiful backgrounds and they suffer just as much as the guys without the beauty. Do you know that? I'm telling you from experience. The first time I heard it, I was in shock. How'd you become such a basket case? All the love that your mother gave you, your father gave you. What do you look at yourself? How did that happen? One after another, with all the love, you look like you're in the garbage can. How did that happen? You know where that's coming from? The Abish, the proof to us. Stop having anger. You did it. You did my father, my mother, my... Some people need to have anger. It's a different story. There's certain therapeutic things over there. I know of another Magadol, whom his kid, his kids went off. Like, it wasn't his fault. I don't believe he did anything wrong, but he was such a big name. Anybody who's the son of so-and-so is automatically in trouble. Wherever he goes, you're the son of so-and-so, so you're killing him. He's not capable of being Yena, whatever. So he's getting hurt thanks to the parent, whatever, okay. So the parents, not the parents' fault. But even if it is the parents' fault, this father, who's a famous Adam Gadol Vanoira, the biggest bombs, took a special flight to be by the therapist, that the kid should sound out against the father. The father sat there. You know, that's the way they do things. It's fine. He was masking. The kid had his therapy session. We sounded out against the father. And the father smiled along. Yes, you're right. I'm a bad, whatever. I did this. I did that. I'm no good. And then the kid's cured. I mean, he's a mature father. Adam Gottel. This person, I don't want to say his name. Adam Gottel, mamish, not shy. But whatever, that's so fine. You aired out. Oh, but now, it's not, it's a waste of energy. Hashem Amalekal. You had any problems back home? It was not your father and not your mother. It was Hashem who wants to test you and see how you're going to deal with that. And you're going to, if you develop anything in a bad background, your madrega is way ahead of all your friends. It's a bracha to be. The little thing you do is so chashiv in shemayim. Look where you came from. Look what became. You make your friends are jokes compared to you. Somebody who comes from an issue from he's a malach. The schusim he has, he holds up the world. Look, you got plenty of company. David HaMelech, Yosef HaTzadik. You got so many friends. You know, anybody ever get this yainus from an Adam Gadol? From the Gadol Ador, who called him a name? Well, guess who got the yainus? Chana was called a shikar. She cut her by Eli HaKoyen. What did Chana say? You're wrong. I'm not shikar. You're supposed to have Ruach HaKodesh. He got Bezianus. By the way, I want to put in a plug for Bezianus. Chana got a son. First of all, learn from Chana. Chana asked for a boy. I want a boy that's equal to Moshe and Aaron. I'm asking already. Let's do it right. I want a boy. If somebody has a problem, what do you have to aim for? Just please help me solve it. No. While you give me Parnosa, how about a billionaire? Let's get moving on this. You know, you can do it, Abishta. So, Chana, 130 years old she was. I go on according to the Shita, that's most Gishmak. 130 years old. She finally has a kid. You need a Moshe and Aaron in one shot. Yes. The Mama Leia, and she got Shmolanovi. By the way, she had Bezianus from Penina. Boy, she mavazahar. Where are your children, Chanale? My Berla and Shmerla and Getzala and Grindala and Rifkala and Malkala. See how many nice, beautiful children I have? You don't have any, Nebuch. That's what Penina used to do to her. We don't understand the Chas V'Shalom to understand. But in Pashup Shat, that's what happened. And Chana is getting all stressed out. She got Bezianus from Penina. Then she gets Bezianus from Eli Gadol Ador. We're all set for a Moshe and Aaron in one piece. A Shmuel HaNavi. There's nobody like him. Shmuel HaNavi? Rabbi Sai, I can't describe to you how I feel about Shmuel HaNavi. I like to talk about him for 10 years. Shmuel HaNavi. I'm in awe. I had a Zayda whose name was Elkanah. Shmuel HaNavi's father's name is Elkanah. I had two Zaydas I know of for sure, Elkanah. Elkanah took, he was a Kairach's anacle. And he channeled Kairach's rabble rousing, let's go against Moshe. He said, let's go to the Mishkan. He used that same Kairach that a Zayda had. That's a good Kairach. We're going to use it right. And he became Elkanah, who brought back Gans Klai Yisrael to the Mishkan. They're all sitting home. They were chilled. And he says, come, let's get a whole shtickle. Well, you know what he did, Elkanah. He decided, he saw no one's going to the Mishkan. So he goes to sleep in the street. And you're sleeping in the street? Well, I'm on the way to the Mishkan. Oh, the Mishkan. I haven't been there. Want to come along? Yeah. Come, let's go. So he has a whole group of people. We're going to the next town. There's a whole group. Rabbi Sai, we're all going to sleep in the street. In the street? Yeah. You see what I'm up to. He was okay. Elkanah. Shmuel's father. Huh. Everyone sleep in the street, and suddenly everybody's opening up their windows. What's going on? Whole bunch of Yidden in the street. We're all going to the Mishkan. Oh, the Mishkan. Wow, haven't been there yet. Come along. And the next town. And he made a bandwagon. He was good. You know, Terech Vayikach Terech. He took their hearts. He was a salesman. He knew how to capture people's and rabble rouse and make Lebedek, get everyone against Moshe. So his ainah called Elkanah, Kelkanah. He bought people to Hashem. He was also Vayikach, but in a different way. And he got the whole, and one year he got massive. The role of the Mishkan suddenly filling up. Thanks to Elkanah. And the next year he says, Rabbi said, we're going a different route. Now that city and that city and that city and that city. And before you turned around, you got the whole Klai Yisrael back to the Mishkan. The Abisha says, Shmuel, Elkanah, you brought God's Klai Yisrael back to me. I'm going to give you a son that's going to go around Klai Yisrael and bring them. Shmuel Anavi, who is Meshach two kings, Shoah Melech, Kleinekait, and David Malkin Meshicha. There's no one like Shmuel. Say, I have no words. I can't describe. How did he get there? His mommy had two bezyanis. That's all it takes. Get bezyanis, you'll also get a shmuel. One from Penina. Chana, where are your kids? Oh, salt on my wounds. And then Elkanah. And then Eli Yakain, the God Lador, the 80 years. And he's looking at Chana, lady, are you shikha? Because she was davening low. In those days, they didn't do that. She was the forerunner of silent Shemineses. She was in a viachana, and she was davening. He thought she was shikha. He says, excuse me, lady. It's bad enough a man drinks here in the Beis HaMikdash. A lady, you're not embarrassed to drink? So she says, I thought you had Ruach HaKadosh. You don't. I'm not shikha. Anyway, she got itaina. That's my taicha in the whole story. Two bezyanis. Then he says, oh, if that's the case, I give a, are you here for a son? She says, yes, I don't have no kids. I'm 130. You're getting a kid. She said, amen on his bracha. And she knew she got the baby. She got Shmuel and Avi. What a beautiful story. Ah. Everybody said, it's a big schooler. Vayeshechod min haramasayim seifim marafrayim Shmuel Kona. Read the beginning of Shmuel, the first chapter. On Rosh Hashanah, Chana was remembered. That's the Haftarah on Rosh Hashanah. Read it anytime you want. It's a skula. Cry when you read it. It's beautiful. The pain she goes through when she davens. Chana, Heliga Chana, she should be a Melech Yeshiv Klal Yisrael. The Alta von Avadlik's Yotzeit. He must have been a Gilgal of Elkanah. He went around all over, another yeshiva, another yeshiva, another yeshiva. The altar from the Vadi. Huh? Today's his yard site. I want to tell you something, but he did. Zchus Yogan Aleinu, he should do things for us. In the next world, he should tell the Eibishta to do something for all of us. We're all the greatest people in the world. Klal Yisrael is Kedish Kedoshim. Today it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I wonder. What do we have? Tshuva? What tshuva? Oh, my friend, you don't have to do tshuva. Don't bother me. You don't. I don't believe none of, not, well, nobody around here. I'm also pretty good too. What tshuva? Everybody wants to do the right thing. Do we have the right adracha? Do we have Nevada, Galavai? We're getting there. Watch out. We're getting there fast. I have one of my agents from Muncie. He took five Shalom Bayis. He just started. Five Shalom Bayis cases. All he did was he took them apart and explained to them what's making you tick and you tick and you tick. With Nevadig Musa, Bidur Amidus. He, it's over. He made Yeshuas. Five Shalom Bayis with Nevadig medication. I mean, Nevadig Bidur Amidus. Yeah. I don't know what he does exactly, but he's a bum. Well, it's really me. Because I davened for him. I davened for me. Golombek, you know what Golombek's doing? Did you see, I showed it to my wife upstairs, a beautiful picture. Golombek's turning over the world. Did you see Golombek's stuff? No, this is Golombek's chassid in Muncie. He's putting out a booklet on the beauty of Hashem's world. And Golombek is speaking us. He's taking over the world. Golombek, who doesn't know Golombek? He's everywhere. The Patach Natline. You know who Golombek is? My Tfilis. I says, hey, Mr., I can't do everything alone. 2 weeks later, Golombek gets into business. Then I got Waldman, and I got all these great guys. They're all over the place. I got, what's your name again? Yaffe? Rabbi Yaffe. I got Yaffe. It's all Tfilah. All these great guys. This guy's Sugar. All these, I ask for the nicest guys around, and I get them. Only this, Rabbi Cohen. Better than my Chevy, you're not going to find. No way. The Alder should be a Melech Yeshua for all of us. But you're going as holy Drachim. He was the man that proved. Here's a picture of Reb Gershon Rebbe. Look at him. And this is Potichinsky. Look at him. Look at the simcha, the sparkle in his eyes. Look at the fire. And this is Potichinsky, his name was. And this is Rezhanka. He came from the city of Rezhanka. Look at him. Look at him. Look how he looks. I never met him. He was the one that got up when the Nazis got into, started up. They didn't do nothing when he got up. I heard this from an eyewitness. I heard different gears what he said. The one that I heard from Shlomo Figazatzal. They were sitting in Bialystok. He was a mashgiach in Bialystok. He got up. He said, Rabbi, so you see the streets, all the garbage? We're going to have to pay for that. It was the first time, by the way, the streets were not preacher stick in Europe. As bad as things were, that stuff, not like today. No practice. There was kfita, plenty of that stuff. Reform. There were Bundes and socialists, Jewish ones. Yevsetsky, whatever they call them. What are they called? Communist Jewish bums. And Zionists, Al-Kulam, Yiddishists. All these people are bums first class. You know what the Yiddishists used to do? Yom Kippur balls. On Yom Kippur here in New York. They come dancing, men and ladies, Vahargu, Ayavar, Bundes. That's the Yiddishists. Just speak Yiddish. It's, everything else is fine. Just speak Yiddish. The other stuff. Tefillin, Shabbos, Yom, don't bother me. Yom Kippur, let's have some fun, but speak Yiddish. That's all you need. That was Yiddishists. All of us shrummel. They used to have, they're all gone. They used to have the Forwards newspaper. Forwards. Forwards. And they used to have, by the way, in that Forwards, they had a bintel brief, it was called. A bundle of letters. Now, Jews are smart people. They put out a newspaper. So they put out over there letters to the editor. And how we're all freie denkers, they're called, free thinkers. We're free. We're not these the guys with the beard, out of your mind. This is America. You got to be like everybody. Yeah, this is reform. You know, it's good. Good the way it is. It's interesting. I read a couple of those. This Yid writes, listen to this one. He writes like this. I went through the mill. He's divorced. And his wife did a job on him. And the brother-in-law's destroyed him. And this guy and the kids. He's got a hard life. He came from Europe. He came to America. And he went through this one day. And he writes this thing to the editor. And then he says, you know, I know we're all free thinkers. We're not into the firm stuff. But I'll tell you the truth. I come from a Lithuanian place where learning is everything. You know, one of those learners, you know, the Litvaks. And I want to have a good learning head, you know. And I'll tell you the truth. I went through the world of tsaris. And the only thing that makes me happy is, not that I'm really from, but I just, that's the situation. I go into Beis Medrash and I open up a Gemara. Oh, that's the only thing that makes me happy. I know it's strange. And I also believe it's not the right thing, you know. Learning, tire you out of your mind. It's, we're free thinkers, you know. We're not those cuckoos. I saw this letter. I saw it myself. The only thing that makes me happy is the Black Gemara. Isn't that delicious? Isn't that delicious? The Black Gemara. Ah, isn't that delicious? I'll tell you another cute one. I was once looking at, I don't know if you're allowed to look at some of these things. in Israel, pictures of Israel, the Knesset, picture of the Knesset, picture of the Kaisel, boom, picture of Binyan Ya'uma, picture of all these landmarks in Israel, of this, the president, the, without his yarmulke, you know, the president, and the, or whoever, the premier, and the this, and the that. And a little kid without a yarmulke, with a Hebrew book, Masmid, they write on him, without a yarmulke, sitting with some kind of, Tiyanish book over there, Masmid. They write, you know, a pictorial of Israel. Then I saw some weird thing, it's unbelievable. I saw a picture of Meir Shiar, a guy walking in the street, listen to this one. And I don't know who wrote this. Underneath, it's written like this, the Gemara Bava Basra. Loi Yerushalayim Shaloi Lamazeh, Yerushalayim Shaloi Lamabo. Shalayim Shaloi Lamazeh, Kosh Haroitza Lava Yavai. You want to come to Yerushalayim? Anybody could come. Shalayim Shaloi Lamabo. Only if you're invited. And there's a picture of a frum yid with a beard. The whole thing has no frum people. That one's got a yid with a beard, walking in Meir Shiarim. And they wrote that underneath it. I don't know who put it in there, but it's great. Yeah. You want, oh yeah, it's very nice. Oh, you know, Shalayim with this guy without a yarmulke and a maslid. And this guy, Rahman al-Sun, some preacher's garbage. Yeah, this is the new stuff. You know, and this is the way we are today. These cool kibbutznik guys with their open shirts over there. See, with short pants. I'm talking about guys my age, with short pants and going around. You know, kibbutz. We're good people. I'd rather I met a kibbutznik once. A very nice Yitzhar. You know that the Gain says that the Eibishter gives good midas to the worst bums to test us. You know that? It's interesting. We don't have this type of omniscience, but it wasn't easy for frum Jews. If this sweetie pie is a Russia Marusha. I know someone, I don't want to say his name. He was a rabbi. They said he didn't believe in Torah Min HaShemayim. I met him. He was sweet and nice and humble. He didn't believe in Torah Min HaShemayim. And the Orthodox rabbi in the town, who was a YU guy, he was a great guy. But this guy was special. The bum was special. The bum is Midos. The bum's Midos, you can't. That's something. The bum Midos. Now, it's a horror. Anyway, where am I up to? Who? What did he say to the German? You know what he said before the Nazis came? He says, it was the first year the preachers began. I heard this from Chaim Halpern, Zatzal. He lived in Poland. And he said there was no preachers in Europe. It was plenty bad. He remembers girls. Girls were the worst. You don't watch out those ladies. We don't have these problems, but in Yerushalayim, the Rabbal Achsidim were very makbid on girls. I ate the Shabbos by the Gabbai. His name was Don Schwartz. Check him out. Big time. The Shomer Amunim Rabarala himself's Gabbai. I think he was 100 years old. He was a Zuckin. Put out a Sefer in Shuluch HaKan. I don't know if you heard of him. Anyways, I ate by him for Shabbos. Oh, beautiful, happy home. A nice person, sweet like sugar. He went to the Red Meir Shalim Ashida. You get these Americans, get them, but they don't hop, you know. I'm joking. Chas v'shalom. Anyway, I had a good time with him. And he was talking to me about his shikas, about we believe women. The women make them from and make them, you know, the women put all our focus on ladies. That they were very matzliach. That's why we're so matzliach. The women are number one. Now, Poland, you know what they did? You know what they did to the ladies? The men are steiger learning. Go to the Rebbe, to the Tish. The ladies, how you doing? You don't make jokes out of ladies. I hope the ladies heard this one. Ladies, you see, I know how to be nice too. Not so bad. But it's taka true. You don't play games with ladies. The Beis Yaakov had just started, but most people didn't go to Beis Yaakov. I saw myself, a woman. A sneer stick, a woman. She had no shaykh zur elamazet. She just didn't cover her hair, and she wore short sleeves. Go figure that one out. And she said, tell him all day, a pilot she did. Her husband, tzaddik. The husbands were spadiks. They used to go to the tish and the yizing, and then they came all up. Well, it's a yidina. They're all going like that. What do you mean they're all going like that? No shadels. He said, Hungarian ladies are much better than the Polish. I heard it from a Polish guy. And not coming from Hungary, that book. I heard it from a Polish. So don't be upset with me. I heard it from a Polish. The mistake the Polish made, they're, let's be friends, you know, you have to be makarov and not mess them all up. So they intermingled, and soon the kids became best friends, and soon you lost the kids. Ger went to Gehenna to hold on to what they had. You know that? I once saw a letter that Ger wrote to get the opening yeshiva. And if your kid's off the derech, don't send them here. Don't play games with us. That's what the letter says. They were so petrified. Because every time they went home, they never came back. They came back. Because the brothers and the sisters, the girls, were the worst. Chaim Halperin told me, remember these girls, they had trolley cars in Warsaw. They would take these red flags and throw them over the... It was illegal, communism. And these young girls, oh, communists, communists, they'd be tough ladies, the Polish girls. And, that's before Beis Yaakov, unfortunately. But anyway, well, Beis Yaakov just wasn't enough. Although they hit it to 1,000, they did very well. But Shank, it was over. But, well, what was I saying? So the, anyway, so what? Yeah, so what did he tell me of Chaim? Anyway, sir, see, he said this. He said, so that plenty of bums all over the place. And it was getting worse. They're afraid. Then there's Gary Yeshiva. They opened up a new Gary Yeshiva. Come to Chaim, Mach to Chemish. Making the new yeshiva, and they said, do not send him with letters from your Rav that he's a good kid, because we're going to smell him out 1, 2, 3. And those days, trips were not jokes. The trip was money and keiches. We're going to send him right home. We smell a rat. We are keen here in Ger, and we're scared. If our guys are going off the derech, we're going to catch you and send you right home. So you just don't send them. Don't waste your time. I saw the letter. And then there's another letter. They had 200 bachim, this elite yeshiva in Ger, to try to hold on to whatever they had. Then they sent another letter. The second letter says, he's going home for Yom Tov. Watch who he talks to, because we're going to have to check him all over again. We don't trust. We need a new letter from her up. And again, we're warning you. Because over Yom Tov, the Alta from the Vardik became a Musanik. One of the main reasons, Rousseau Salanta was behind that. He wanted to be a brisker. Did you hear that? Hope there's a lot of briskers listening to that. He liked brisk. The Beis Halevi, he loved brisk. And he was a lamed, and they loved him. Briskerov held from him in learning. Alpha Nevardik was the real learner. But Rousseau Salanta did not like his idea. He said goodbye to his wife and kids. I'm going into the fire, I'm going to learn. I can't take care of the family. He was almost, well, what are you doing? So Salanta told him, well, how can you do that? He says, I'm doing it. I know what I'm doing. And he left them. Debishta took care of everybody. They all turned out great. But the Alta knew what he was doing. And he said, so Salanta said, if you're leaving your family and you want to go to Brisk, come to me. Better come to me. And he became a Gansa Balmusa. Now, one of the reasons why he became so extreme with his Musa, first he started yeshivas, learning the NFL Musa. He had a top bacha who was learning in his yeshiva, Yom Balayla, 18 hours a day. And he was a star. They all loved him. He went home. As soon as he never came back. Checked them out. Checked out what became of him. His sister got a hold of him. No problem. Off the derech. So he became extreme in Musa for that reason. However, he always held from Musa. Musa in the Vardig was very, very, very extreme, more than any other place. Kelm was also quite extreme. I'm going to tell you something that I think is very, very, very important. Before anything else, I don't want to forget my mitzvahs. I got a call 3 hours ago. 28, the father told me, you can tell your Olam, so I want to make sure to tell the Olam, because you can tell your Olam. 28-year-old Hasidish girl. You know what that means? When you're 28, unmarried, and you're a girl, and you're Hasidish, the pits are here. But Baruch Hashem, they knew Mandel. Some smart yid told them to call Mandel. That was the smartest thing they ever did in their life. Call Mandel. 2 months ago, the father just told me he's on the phone. I called Mandel. Mandel says, say nice things about the girl. She's getting a top shidduch. He told me today, as soon as he started doing that, oh, she's a great girl. She's getting married. Things started moving. 2 months later, she has a kala. But every bracha I gave her came true. How do you like that, Rabbi Yisrael? L'chaim, she should have nachas and all those other people. Boy, I have them plenty in mind. They're all becoming chassanim. Alta von Nevadik, do something, please. Ask the Amish that these great people need shidduchim. We have a lot of tzaddikim here. I want them getting top shidduchim. And some girls too. I know some of them who need shidduchim as soon as possible. Amish to straighten them all out. They don't need straighten out. They're great. They are gavaldi, beyond, all of them. Hashem, you can do anything. Get them all married off happily. I had another one just recently call me up. Easy ladies. Why? My two specialties. Now shidduchim is starting up. My tayach, my greatness is skyrocketing in all areas. This year, my number one, I hit number 29, almost 30 cases where the guys call me up. Their wives are giving birth soon. They want an easy lady. You heard what happened with my easy ladies giving birth. I was always good in that, but this year it's crazy. Now, one after another, thanks to you, my wife, 1, 2, 3. I have two lishonis, chicken with an egg. One of them I said, like a chicken with an egg. And the other one's a whistle. The chicken, the egg, I said, the guy calls me up, Mandel, my wife was there 2 hours. And in 1 minute, she gave birth. And she got off the bed like nothing happened. Like, oh, I gave birth. Like nothing happened. That was one report. That was one of the last ones that I remember. And the next one, the guy called up to complain. Mandel, this is no good. What did I do wrong now? You said, watch what you say. You said it's going to be like a whistle. The kid was born in 7 minutes. The doctor missed the boat. Don't say whistle anymore. Hey, what's going on? Mandel is terrible. You got to watch. So when you tell Mandel to make some ice, and make sure Mandel doesn't get out of hand. Anyway. So where are we up to? Very important. The Heilige Rishina. Listen, I'm going to confess. I'm starting my confessions. You get older, you open up. I do have Hasidish blood, and I'm proud of it. And I do like Hasidim. I'm sorry to disappoint all my Litvak friends, but I'm not really one of you guys. I'm really one of the Hasidim. I mean, that's the real truth. I like Hasidim. What can I do? By the way, I like Sephardim. Oh, I'm nuts over them. I even like Litvaks. I like the Harrys. They're all good guys. And I like Jack. Gentleman Jack is my best friend. During Corona, when all my friends abandoned me, Jack stayed with me. Jack, I was alone with Jack. By the way, I'm not allowed to have yichud with Jack. Because I might finish him off. I'm not miyachud with alcohol. It's a whole shayla of yichud. With Goose, I can't have Yichud with Goose. I can't have Yichud with whatever, Johnny. But what was I talking about? Who? The Heilige Rishina. I told us like this. Gam Kiel Begates Amavis. Even if I'm going in the shadow of death, doctors have verified. People who are dead, clinically dead, and somehow they woke up. There's a lot of such cases. I know 8 myself. It's a matzias. People die, they fly up, the neshamas go up, they watch the doctors operating on their bodies, and they hear all the nivel peh that the doctors are saying when they think that the patient is half dead or he's already dead. And then they suddenly come back in too, and they say, I heard doctors, hey, the guy's back alive. And then they said, doc, I heard what you were saying when you thought I was dead. Doc, you're not supposed to talk like that. That's disgusting. It's true stories. True stories. You don't talk like that. You think I didn't hear. Your patient might be more alive than you think he is. Yeah, something. It's a true story. Anyway, but what I was saying now. But they did verify, the people who came back, that the Shlai Gates HaMavis, that they described death as going into a dark thing. Okay, the Olympics are going to stop coming to me. Mandel's getting too, you're not supposed to talk about that stuff. Okay. Anyway, you're supposed to live in Dimyon, Golas Eden, like Esav, Golas Eden. Death is not Lamaisa. You know what the Chofetz Chaim said? People think it's Chevre Shtarbis. It's a club for dead people. We don't die. Who dies? You die? These guys are all here. Oh, a cemetery, that's a club. It's not us. Chofetz Chaim said that. People are living in La La Land, you know. You gotta be realistic. You live forever. You gotta be baloney. You die, and so what? Anyway. So where am I up to? So, I'm not scared. Hashem, even if I go into death, I'm not scared. But Tochen helps in Yenavelt. Zok der Amchal. Somebody who had Betochen in this world. His Betochen is going to work for him into the next world. It's going to schlep him out of Gehenna. Betochen works overtime. You get the engine moving in this world. And the next world, it's gonna, the keyboard keeps moving. You're gonna have a great time up there. There are all these bad malachim are gonna disappear. You're a Baal Betochen, I'll leave him alone. The power of your thoughts of Betochen will work for you in the next world where you're gonna need it much more than you needed it here. It's gonna keep working for you. You know that? Spend time learning Shaar Betochen. It's gonna help you. You know how much trouble there is in the next world? No one's scared. You know, Gehenna is an issue. Come inside. Novogrodek. This is a real Novogrodek. He's the Geshen's, one of my chevra. Anyway. So, says the Heilig Rishon, Gam Tielech Begates HaMavis, Lo'ira. Even if I go in the shadow of death, Lo'ira, I'm not scared. Ra? You know what's bad? Ki ata yimodi, that you have to suffer with me. Isn't that delicious? I told this over to these 9-year-old kids. They loved it. Isn't that beautiful? A Heilig Rishon. Hey, you see, so I have my Hasidic roots. Anyway, where am I up to? Now I'm going to tell you about the Alta from the Vardy. Listen to this. Learn how to fapak the world. Boy, did he know how to do it. Nobody like him. Fapak the world. Was he good at it? Now, he got married. He got engaged to a girl. And the father was supposed to hold him out. 500 rubles, something, the whole deal. He was happy. Suddenly, the father's nifta. So, the altar says, uh-oh. I'm going to marry that girl. She's the oldest of 8 yesenim. With an almana. That means the day I get married, I gotta work like a horse to feed all these chevra. I don't want the shidduch. His father said, you're doing it. Because you can't do that to Yesaima. She's Yesaima, you're marrying. And he married her. Right after he got married, he's running around making money. He lived by the German border. And he used to sell textiles to Germany. And he made money like crazy. He was good at it. Yalta was a great businessman. He was sharp. He was smart. He was energetic. He was lebedik. And he had siyata d'shmaya. He gave a shiur also at nighttime. Ben Torah for Balabatanim for Ben Torah also. He was good. Okay. That was it. One day, he bumped into Rabbi Shaul Salanter. That was the end. Rabbi Shaul Salanter says, where are you running? He said, well, I got to make money. There's different gears as what happened. What am I going to live on? So Rabbi Shaul Salanter, what are you going to die on? Kitsi invited him, I give a share in the Sosa Sharm, in the city of Memel, in Russia. Shaul Salanter used to come there. He says, you come to my share. You're a 13th share. If there's a 13th share, a share of Rabbi Shaul Salanter. You know who Rabbi Shaul Salanter was? I knew a man whose father was Mishamish Rabbi Shaul Salanter. He saw Rabbi Shaul Salanter go to sleep in the middle of the day for half an hour. You know what happened to him while he was sleeping? His face started burning on fire. The Chassidim said, the Litvakas had a Rebbe, Rabbi Shaul Salanter, but they didn't use him as usual. The Litvakas don't know how to deal, it's okay, don't worry. Anyway, it's okay. But me, they're doing a good job on. I get covered till woo-wah. Anyway. So Rabbi Shaul Salanter, Rabbi Aaron Cutler used to talk about him, used to shake. You know what he said about him? There was Anashir G'dali Yisrael in his door, and he was bigger than all of them together. Shaul Salanter was a malach. He picked himself up and he went to Paris to be Makarev, the Gadol HaDor. Rabbi Shaul Salanter. You just forget it. He was beyond greatness. And Rabbi Yozel, Dalton from Nevada, was a brilliant, a brilliant, a brilliant, a brilliant. When he saw Salanter, he made his match in Emel. And he was bottled to him. And Rabbi Salanter says, all right, you got to get more serious about life. Which he did. And he got carried away. And in fact, he decided to dump his wife and kids. So I'm leaving and going to Kabbalah to sit and learn in the title over there. So I said, no. Now you're getting out of hand. You don't leave your wife and kids. You had 11 kids, 11 people at that point to feed. So he says, you can't do that. So the elder says, I will do it. That's his Rebbe. How do you do such a thing? Right. You don't go against your Rebbe so fast. But Rabbi Yozel knew what he was doing. And he wanted to go to Brisk to learn. Saul says, if you're doing that already, come to me to be a Musinik. And he made him a Musinik. First, he decided he's going to stay in a house alone and learn day and night, 24/7. He didn't go daven, nothing. He was alone, harving and Torah and Musa. There was no. He got a reputation as a holy Jew, although the Goyim were. Everyone, he was like, and then one day, for a certain kufa, he brought his wife back and covered them together, but then his wife is nifta. Now I'm really selling myself off from the world. A certain Reb Shlema took care of him. He was right near his house, at the edge of a forest, or whatever that is. And Vahi Ayang, Reb Shlema, looks like something's wrong. He hears screaming from the house. So he gets out of his place and he goes over to Reb Shlema and he says, what's going on? He has an older daughter who's not doing a shidduch. And no one's marrying her. He wants a ben Torah. It's not happening. One day, she finally gets a shidduch. A poor bacha from Yehupetz, come inside, decides he wants to marry her. And now, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Sukkot is supposed to get married. Gave out invitations, suddenly got a message, changed my mind, I'm not marrying your daughter. Now she's never going to get married. The whole house is turning over, screaming, yelling. The girl is not quite, the girl that anyone wants to marry. And Reb Shlema is crying. So the Alpha from the Vatic says, Reb Shlema, I'll marry her. Are you serious? You know who wanted him for a shidduch? Dalton and Kel wanted him for his daughter. You know that? His daughter had Ruach HaKadosh. His daughter was a Malach. That's who he wanted, the Chamaliba. That's who he wanted. It didn't work out anyway, but he was big. He was a Goyin. He was an up and coming girl of Yisrael. And he, this girl that nobody wants, I'm marrying her. Why? Rachmanis. Who's going to marry her? I'll marry her. Yes, said Jemaisa. Ah. Anyway. When that happened, the world turned over. The Haskola, a girl, they got his number. He's And the Gedolim, he got emergency telegrams from Yisrael Blazer, all the Gedolim Yisrael. Don't you marry that girl. What do you think you're doing here? That's a scandal. The world's going to talk. The elder says, I'm marrying her. But the world's, I'm marrying her. All the Gedolim, all the Ketanim, I'm marrying her. It's done. No one tells me what to do. That was the elder for Nevada. He did his thing. When he left his family, Saul Solanta was against him. I'm doing it. The altar was tough. I want to tell you something. There's a medrash in Mishpashas Mishpatim. Yehuda Estit is out in the Besdin, and Tamar is on trial. And Tamar is on trial. You know that. Medrash Rabba Pashas Mishpatim. And Tamar is on trial, and Tamar says, Hakerna, you see the chesemes and the psila? Recognize you don't want to be Bazem Aram. You would have won that word. You would have won, Yehuda. And Yehuda says, oh, it's hard. He figured out what's going on. Now he had his father, Kamat Zecha Yitzchak Avinu, was on the Besdin. With all the Shvatim around the Besdin, they're all Paske. Is it true? Yitzchak was there? Yitzchak was also there. You got it. See, we have Gans Shas sitting here with Rabbi Yaakov. Yitzchak Avinu was on. You're playing games with Yitzchak Avinu? Or Yaakov Avinu? Reuben, Shimon, Levi, who these are kids? We all pass and let her burn. Whatever reason. I don't understand why. You know what Yehuda said? She's not burning. I say different. How do you go against Yitzchak Avinu, Yezeda? Yaakov Avinu, your father, all the Shvatim, Papam Olam, that's Malchus. That's David HaMelech Zeda. Malchus. Don't tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing. Now, watch out with that thought. Be careful. We're going to have mass revolutions all over the place. All the kids, please do not listen to Mandel anymore. Mandel is revolutionary. He's against society, but that Novartis stuff, you got it, that's not good stuff. Listen to me, it's a medrash. You want to deal with the medrash? How are you going to deal with the medrash? Now you know what David HaMelech did? The way he faffed on the belt? You know the story of Shimon ben Gera? He threw stones at him, at HaMelech? Klola Nimretzis. Noyif, Toyeva, Mamzer, Reitzeach. You know what that means? You know what he called him? A Reish Sanhedrin called him. And guess who was standing next to him? You know who Avishai was? Chazal say he was connected thousands of... He was a Golub Yisrael. Avishai. He was his nephew. David, I'll take off the dead dog's head right now. That's a lush. No? Who knows Tanakh? I'll kill him right now. David turns around. B'nai Tzuri, you're telling me what to do? You know how many times he did that? Were the biggest people in Klal Yisrael were pressuring him, kill him, kill him. What, Avner? What do you do with Avner? Yoav says, you know, Avner is your sworn enemy. He incited Shaul against you. Are you okay? You know what you're doing? You're starting, you're telling me again what to do? David is always telling people, don't mind your own business. And the Gedolei Yisrael, and he's not this ball from nobody. That's Malchus. That's a king. Shaul lost the Malchus. Don't I dare say anything about Shaul. Shaul was way bigger than all of us. I have no shackles with him. But, Ki Oresi Esa'am V'esh Baba Kalim. Look, everybody holds like that. They all hold. I shouldn't wipe out the whole Amalek. I can't go against the whole world. This is the Shkimahalach. You can't be different than the whole world. You gave in, so Shmuel and Rabbi says, Babala, you just lost the Malchus. That separates the Machas of Shalom, the Heligit, Shalom Malch. Gotta watch what I'm saying over here, the way you say it. Gotta be very careful speaking of Malachim over here. I'm just trying to bring it down to Malchus is, you gotta have a piece of Malchus in you. Eli Nishmas the Alta. There's something nobody can tell you. You know what it, you know the Alta and Kelm? When Yisrael Salanta said, you're learning too much Musa. So Salanta, told the Alta, you don't need to. You know what the Alta said? He could tell me as much as he wants. I'm not stopping. I'm going to be learning my 3 hours a day. I know what a matzi is. He can't tell me anything. I know what a matzi is. The Alta von Kelm said that. He said, Rebbe! He shook for him. He was his life. On me. You have to have a part of you that says, I am me against the world. I know better. I know what I'm doing. You have to have you. Or else, but watch out. Soon you're not going to listen to Mandela anymore. You know? But I will tell you, there's a danger. I needed a Rebbe for this stuff too. Do you know that? Okay. I was once told something by four Gedolei Yisrael. I don't want to say Brabham, but you have to know there's a... What?
You just give a speech not to be afraid, so just go for it.
Yeah, but you got to watch out. I'll tell you why. I pride myself with my listening to Gedolim. That's what I'm all about. All my success is my principal, Rabbi Gelbwax. He's a hush of a sweet person, a tzaddik. Rabbi Gelbwax many times has told me to do things that I did not believe in. And I says, I'm a vatal my das to my manal. He used to tell me things, oh, come on. You serious? Come on, don't do that. I know the situation better than you, dealing with kids. I'm a vatal my das. Oh, he's the principal. Bug off, buddy. And Beshita, I go along with him. And I go, I'm Amish, and I have no charata. I hold it's gevaldik. You know that there are two Nevardigas that they told me, two of the biggest Nevardigas, young guys. They told me for 8 months, each one made the other one, two brothers, the other one his Rebbe. And each one was a vatal his das to the Rebbe, and you all had tremendous yadr ishmaim for those 8 months. Listen, be mavatal your das. By the way, ladies, you please turn me off. I don't want you to hear this. Listen to this one. You can hear me too. This is for the men. You know, the best of us, I like Arush. Shalom Arush, you know why? He wrote two books for Shalom Bayis. One for men, one for ladies. I once had a couple that wasn't getting along. The one for men, it's written on the bottom, this is not for women. The one for women on the bottom, this is not for men. You read the other guy's book, it's over. It's over. You're going to find out what she's supposed to be doing. Get out of that zone. Find out what you're supposed to be doing. Keep away from it. Okay, anyway. What was I saying? Where am I up to? Well,